Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663 for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk. And Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about how people, patients especially, are noticing, hey, you know what? My life seems to evolve around drug treatments. Okay, we'll talk about that. Also, we hopefully we can touch on the topic of avoiding how to avoid the most expensive healthcare conditions. Oh, my God. And we have a GRAC report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. All of you out there, hope you are hitting any seeking Lord's face like I am. And today's devotional is in Psalms 103. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and who blesses all and who healeth all thy diseases. I can speak tonight. I'll take it. You know, mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face. Have a relationship. Actually, got to know the Lord. Not know of him, but really know him. Otherwise, it's just like you know Beyonce. You know, how well do you know her? Well, and that is the way. So seek it. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker. Hey, Frank, listen up. U.S. judge on that Roundup cancer trial thing that's going on. The judge has allowed some controversial evidence against the makers of Roundup. This is a federal judge that's overseeing the lawsuit alleging that Bayer, who now owns Roundup, the glyphosate-based Roundup weed killer that, you know, is allegedly causing cancer. Well, this week, there was some pieces of controversial evidence that the company hoped they could exclude from the trial. The company denies allegations that the Roundup causes cancer and says decades of independent studies have shown the chemical to be completely safe for human use. But on Monday, the judge said the plaintiffs could introduce some evidence of Monsanto's alleged attempts to ghostwrite studies and influence the findings of scientists and regulators. Ooh. All right, moving along. And the quacker. Here's a survey. Doctors considering leaving medicine because of health insurance headaches. This is a new study on 600 physicians. 9 out of 10 doctors believe all these barriers that are set up by insurance plans have worsened the condition for them treating their patients who need care. Researchers at Ahmed Alliance, it's a nonprofit, they did the survey, and it says that doctors are so fed up with the constant headaches caused by the insurance, two-thirds would recommend against pursuing a career in medicine, and about 48% are considering career changes altogether. Uh-oh. So 600 physicians in the United States that they surveyed, they were pretty much in family medicine practices, internal medicine, pediatrics, and obstetrics gynecology. 87% of the doctors say patients' conditions have actually grown worse because of all this red tape in the regulations of healthcare, and 83% worry that patients are going to suffer prolonged pain longer. Let's see, 37% say half or more of their daily stress is caused by insurance problems. And 77% of the doctors said we had to hire more staffers just to deal with the heavier administrative load. Oh, that's your Affordable Care Act for you. Last but not least in the Quack Report, parents, speaking of healthcare and records and stuff, parents are denied access to their children's medical records by law. This is right. There is a father who recently found out he no longer has access to his 12-year-old daughter's medical records. At the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinic, parents are no longer able to see any test results, messages from doctors regarding the patient, their child, or any other information once the child turns 12. A letter said that the hospital really wants children at the age of 12 to be more active in their own health care. Of course, a lot of people, you know, if you've been a parent, you think a 12-year-old can't make those kind of decisions really on their own. Federal law and all hospitals have actual similar policy, but not all of them start at the same age. 19 has of the hospitals, except one, had the year of 12 years of age, had that cutoff age, and then one had an age of 10 years old. So there you are in the age of modern wellness. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, right before we jump into our topic, I want to make a quick announcement. Vaccine attorney Alan Phillips out of Asheville, North Carolina, the North Carolina bar wants to take his license away for helping patients and parents legally scoot the mandates for vaccines. Apparently, you know, he has been armchair attorneys in some states outside of North Carolina. So he was assisting other attorneys that were representing their clients, but the North Carolina bar frowns on that. And get this, they have asked for a list of all his clients. They want all his files, which, you know, is a big breach of client, you know, confidentiality. So he has started, since he does a lot of work pro bono, and he does a lot of educational that's free, kind of nonprofit work. He's needing help with his legal defense, so he's set up a GoFundMe page. If you are interested in supporting this fight and helping Alan out, just send me an email and I'll send you the link to his GoFundMe page, and you can read more details on what's going on with his case. He does have a hearing coming up on February the 7th. So we pray and put him on your prayer list, because he's one of the few attorneys that specialize in vaccine protective rights of parents and children. So, and if you're out there defending the image of God and protecting those kids, I'm all for helping him out. So Alan Phillips, just send me an email, wendyw@thepowerherbs.com, wendyw@thepowerherbs.com, and I'll send you his GoFundMe link, okay? All right, we're going to talk about life evolving around medications, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
All right, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we are going to be talking about the life evolving around medicines, because that's how patients feel. Scientists at the University of Kent in the UK, they did a little research on patients taking prescribed medications, and they found that depending on the age of the patient, the level of drug use and satisfaction using the drugs was different. So the younger the patient, the less satisfied they were using drug therapy, and the more information they wanted on the brand that was being prescribed and all the expanded information on side effects. So the millennials are skeptical. I mean, skeptic is all over in millennials. So this and other reasons is really why physicians are kind of stressed out and they're leaving medicine. And patients are more skeptical about medical treatments, and they have access to more information on health and medications than in previous generations. So they're all asking more questions. Therefore, they are investigating their options. And, you know, since doctors are spending so much time with insurance problems, they only have, what, 8 minutes to spend with the patient? They can't take all your questions. They get irritated. So we're going to take a look at what scientists found when they started asking patients, you know, questions regarding their healthcare treatments. Now, in September 2018, pharmacy professor Janet Kurska at the University of Kent reports that her research found that patients stated long-term or lifelong use of medicines is a burden. Oh, a burden. So patients are finally seeing that drug treatment's really not a cure. They are expensive, and it really puts them at a lot of risk. And they are tired of hearing that they have to live with their disease. So Professor Kurska has also stated that the patients taking many medications express the most displeasure, especially regarding side effects. So older patients, that she said, also seem to tolerate drug treatments and complain less compared to younger patients, even if they were using far fewer drugs per day. So, you know, grandma's generation, you know, they grew up kind of trusting the doctor and just go along with the plan. So they don't complain as much. But after that, the baby boomers kind of complain a little bit. Now the millennials definitely complain. So let's look at the rising number of patients and what they want to know. According to the research at the university, they report this. 25% of the patients surveyed said they asked for more information from their doctor on the drug recommended. Okay. So just, you know, doctor taking out a prescription pen, scribbling it on there and saying, here, just take this. And if you got any problems, call. Patients go, not so fast, doc. I have some questions. More than 25% wanted to know what brand of drug was being prescribed. You know, was it generic? Was it name brand? Name brands are always, what, three times as much money? Also, additionally, patients wanted to know financial cost, you know, how much the drug was going to cost them to use it. Additionally, patients wanted to know, over 50% wanted to know, what the risks are taking the drug and any long-term adverse events if you take it. Yeah. And 11% were really not satisfied with the drug's effectiveness. And 10 to 16% said the drugs interfere with how I live and they're affecting my daily function. Mm. So new patient, new view about drugs. And so after all this, the scientists decided, hey, you know what? These views from the patients, you know, involved in their drug therapy, this study that they did, you know what they said? Let's make a we're going to change the frame the frame of mind regarding drug therapy. So this is what they set out to do. The team at Medway School of Pharmacy at Kent University designed this new questionnaire. They called it Living with Medicines Questionnaire. And this a new questionnaire, they said, is going to help evolve the clinical guidelines for patients with the ever-increasing use of multiple drugs. And help the health professionals who often really don't take into consideration the impact drugs are offering. So the questionnaire is going to measure drug burden, and it involves like eight areas that are linked to drug therapy. In other words, the area of what's your relationship with your health professional? Do you have any difficulties using the medicines? Is there interference with any of your daily life function? Do you lack effectiveness using the drug? Are there side effects? Is the cost a problem? Is there a lack of being able to self-govern your treatments? You know, autonomy, do you feel like you've lost that? And also, any general concerns whatsoever. So that's basically how they built this questionnaire around all that. So, but you got to consider the implications. Many prescriptions, all these drugs, especially for older patients, they're not taken into effect a lot of times the cognitive function that's affected. It could increase their risk of, you know, being off balance and falling, possibly increasing their risk of an injury and other complications that come with that. So sleep medications, antidepressants, or sedatives carry this huge burden. Now, according to the National Library of Medicine and Institutes of Health, drugs now have a drug burden index. Anybody know about that? Did you know that your drugs could be on that drug burden index list? You could have like a little score next to your drug. And this measures supposedly the accumulative risk and exposure to that medication, what it may offer you. So if you're exposed to this medicine, there's a risk score associated with it. Now, patients are often really not told that they are taking drugs considered to be high-risk prescribing drugs. So the index measures the overall exposure to the medication and the implications on dose and its effects. So it measures the also functioning profile for older patients that are taking the drug. And research is looking at, you know, changes in the physical function within, let's say, a five-year period. So all the studies that have come up with these risk numbers for your drug burden index score, they just researched the effects on people taking it within that five-year span. But get this, the research noted that they expected a reduced patient function and capacity by the year six. So they cut the study too short. Is what they're saying. So they're looking at a practice within healthcare that is really attempting to control risks and morbidity using high-risk multi-drug therapies. And the risk associated with taking several medications increases the adverse outcomes. So patients are supposed to take comfort And this novel tool that pharmacists have created, this questionnaire, to put together a ranking of a drug burden index on their medicines. Does it measure the total risk patients take while they're on the drug? Probably not. But it is better than what they had before, which was nothing. Nothing. Imagine patients have been prescribed drugs for decades with essentially no medication management plan. Think about that for a minute. You know? Now, according to the research, the drug burden index measures the following risk a patient will be exposed to while they're on the drug. Poor function or failure to function. Falls, you know, where you can't, lack of balance, falling. Increase in frailty. There's a frailty score. Increase risk in hospitalization. In other words, you take the drug, you wind up in the hospital. And mortality. Those are the five areas where they base that risk score for your drug burden index. Here is a quote from the expert review publication of Clinical Pharmacology 2018. This is what they say. The evidence for the association of increasing a drug burden index with impaired function in older people is strong in terms of the pharmacological mechanism. However, there are no published randomized controlled trials demonstrating the clinical efficacy and safety of using the drug burden index as a clinical risk assessment tool. All right. Well, it's a bunch of researchers. They put a questionnaire together, signed, you know, some numbers to it, you know, and but nobody's really fully tested it. All right. So what can we take about the revelations of this survey? What we can take away from this survey is that medicine is attempting to make up ground to improve the safety of taking drugs, but the fact remains that all drugs offer risk, and there are really no zero-risk therapies in modern medicine. And patients need to assess all the recommendations on treatments, and if they can't live with the risk, they can actually search for alternatives. So the problem is a majority of people, what they have with the alternative area is the whole responsibility of getting well is on themselves, and that could be hard for some people. That could be hard for some people to accept. Taking pills the doctor prescribes requires little effort on the patient's part, yet the patient really assumes all the risk. I mean, seriously, literally, all the risk. So a little effort, a little elbow grease, probably skip that risk factor, that drug burden index problem. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. A little bit more on this topic, and we'll jump into avoiding the 10 most expensive conditions right after this.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Nerve Talk, and we're talking about, you know, life revolving around the prescription drugs. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, well, okay, if I go the alternative route, what can I expect? Well, let's say you do your homework and you're willing to give, you know, alternative therapies, you know, a little try, and they appear to be, you know, safer, but do require a diligent effort on your part. People say, how long will it take to produce positive results? Well, it's going to depend on a couple of factors. First, how long have you been ill with your condition? And that's going to also impact you, the amount of damage the illness has given you and your weakness sustained by your metabolism. Also, have there been evasive treatments along the way? You know, you've been seeing your doctors. Have you had surgery? Have you had radiation? Have you put on a lot of toxic drugs? That has an impact. Also, has there been any trauma to the body in the meantime, or was this a condition of trauma? And, you know, has the patient been on long-term drug therapy that can really disrupt a lot of metabolic systems like your vascular, your immune system, your hormonal system, your nervous system? And also, are there any addictions in the mix? So there's a lot of factors there. So to rebalance the system with healthy nutrition, you know, toxic removal, toxin removal, and changing the lifestyle and using, you know, medicinal herbs really can take an average of about 3 to 4 months. And if events have occurred to weaken the body, such as, you know, what I've just went over, it can take a little longer. But the good news is that it's a restoration process you're embarking on. You're not embarking on symptom management. And restoration does happen. And this is what the ancients called a cure. Oh, isn't that a marvelous and novel idea? It is. So you have that power. Everyone has the power to make health decisions, and the ones we make have lasting effects. So our creator showed us how to live well, eat well, and be well. So stay close to the Lord in sincere prayer, and he promises you to have a sound mind. So no need for antidepressants or sedatives. And when we use medicinal herbs instead of toxic pharmaceuticals, we are promised a healing. It is never a good thing when a wound does not heal. So think of that on a metabolic level when the drug simply lessens symptoms and you never heal. I trust God's herbs, and he said herbs are for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and that is a fact. It cannot be undone. He spoke it. See? And if you would like to learn more on what you can, what it could be like, you know, not to have to live or and evolve around your medicines like most people are doing, and how you can escape the multi-drug burden risk, well, and actually have the ability to be well, call Apothecary Herbs. They will offer you a professional strength product that you won't find in stores, and you can order their products by the mail, over the phone, or on their website. These are formulas practitioners use, but you can too. So you can give them a call, ask for a free catalog. The number's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, the website is The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take that power back, and the Lord's going to bless because you're trusting in his medicinal herbs, and they are just awesome. They're like the world's best kept secret. Absolutely. All right. They do a good job. You know, God doesn't make junk. He doesn't. All right, we're going to talk about avoiding some of the 10 most expensive conditions. Lordy, lordy. According to drugs.com, pharmacist Lee Anderson, the U.S., as well as some other parts of the world, have 10 health conditions we really need to avoid. So avoiding bad health is definitely something we definitely want to do. So there are 10 conditions that are very common and are becoming more expensive to be treated by modern medicine. And, of course, when we look at modern medicine for help with conditions, the treatments are really geared to the drug therapy and also to downplaying your symptoms, which most certainly lead to aggressive and evasive and more expensive surgical treatments down the road. So if we are, like most Americans, you are taking some comfort in that a majority of the cost of treatment is going to be covered by your insurance. That's what people look to insurance for. And I've seen people opt for drug therapy and surgery instead of natural therapies just because the natural therapies aren't covered by their insurance. That was the only reason. They would have done the natural therapies if their insurance paid for it. I have trouble wrapping my brain around that. I really do. But the money factor can win out. And even though they doubt the modern medical treatments are going to cure them, at least they're paid for. That's their rationing. That's a rationale. I'm like, well, you're not going to be any better. You're going to be a slave to the drug therapy. You know, what happened to really pursuing cures out here? We're going to take a look at these very common health conditions, see how we can protect ourselves. So the top 10 conditions are diseases that people will have to live with the rest of their lives if they follow their doctor's advice. This isn't going to – they don't intend to cure you. Why kill the golden goose? Because this is a lucrative thing just to manage your disease, help you live as comfortably as possible with it until you die. First up is liver disease. Hepatitis virus is most common, hepatitis C. Medical experts – they expect us to get hepatitis, especially the baby boomers. And you can contract liver disease very easily. And then with just a few months, you can be paying out $160,000 for treatments, is what they're saying. Now, according to druginjury.com, there are reports that a lot of the new drugs like Harvani and Sovaldi for hepatitis are putting patients at risk of liver cancer and even leukemia. So really, please investigate these things before you embark on that. Medicine seems to ignore the 8 new medical studies that were presented at the International Liver Consortium in 2017 in Amsterdam at the European Drug Regulators Conference. They knew about the drug safety issues for over a year. That's what the European drug regulators knew, but they still sold them to people, and they got cancer, liver cancer, and leukemia. I don't know about you, but I consider cancer, liver cancer, and leukemia worse than hepatitis. So there you go. Also up on the list is back pain and neck pain affects about 63 million people, or 30% of Americans. People go to chiropractors, they go to back surgeons, neurologists. I used to work for a few of them. They always did these laminectomies and lumbar decompression. Anyway, a lot of surgery, and patients never seemed to be any better. It was sad. A lot of people, instead of doing that, they'll see their doctor on a regular basis and take a lot of pain pills and stuff. $88 billion industry, back pain. Mm-hmm. Patients are put on drugs for pain, drugs for muscle spasms, drugs to help them sleep. And a big part of the neurology area is the neck and back surgery. Majority of these people, that's where they end up eventually when the drugs don't work anymore. All right, let's look at high blood pressure, another segment that's very common. 1 in 3 Americans develop hypertension, spend $83 billion on medical treatments. It's just symptom management they're on is what they're on. And the drugs eventually weaken the vascular cardio system so much it leads you to congestive heart failure. If you don't believe me, how about believing a chemist? Shane Ellison, who was right here on the show at one point, wrote a book called Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. Great book. You should get that. He used to help make these drugs for the drug companies until he decided it wasn't a good thing. And he explains on a cellular level, these drugs tear you up. Okay, I just kind of paraphrase there. But get his book, and he'll explain it very basically. You'll understand that your cells are literally falling apart while you're on these drugs. Also on the list is diabetes. Excellent book, but it's out of print. It's called Insulin, the Silent Killer. Thomas Smith wrote it. He had diabetes, but didn't want to take the insulin drugs because it didn't cure your diabetes. It actually led you down the path to death, in his opinion. So he figured out medicine either deliberately or is really stupid and misses the mechanism that's causing the problem for diabetes. His book was very precise, and he figured it out, and he reversed his diabetes with a diet. And then occasionally he could have some of the other things that threw up his blood sugar, but just not all the time. So he didn't have to go on drugs is the point. So diabetes, 10% of Americans, 30% of them are undiagnosed with the disease. It's over $100 billion industry. So why would they want to find a cure for diabetes? Why would they want to find a cure for cancer? Why would they want to find a cure? I think they find new treatments, but I don't think they find new cures. They don't have cures. The cures kill the golden goose. See, there's no money to be made with well people. Get that in your head. The medical establishment is a corporation, just like your court system is. Follow the money. Just follow the money. Now, there's an interesting coincidence. Diabetes increases as the number of vaccines increases, and it has happened as well for pets. Think about that. If you do your homework on your diabetic drugs, druginjury.com is reporting that diabetic medicines have been reported to cause risk like bone fractures, thyroid cancer, heart failure, kidney failure, macular vision problems, and death. And I can attest to that because I have seen a lot of people over the years. I've known people, neighbors, family members, went on the drug therapy, and they come down with that list of problems, definitely. Finland has the guts to produce statistical data and put it to a chart, and it shows that vaccine diabetes correlation. It's there. It's real. So a lot of inflammation caused by the vaccines creates a diabetic condition within about 4 years after you get your vaccine. So there are no coincidences, just conspiracy, according to Anthony Horowitz. I got to take a little break. We'll be right back.
To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
When I was a little boy, devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Yeah, Frank, you're getting retro. All right, we're on our list of the most common and expensive conditions to treat. Osteoarthritis and joint problems, also on the list. One in two people have this problem. $47 billion industry per year. Doctors prescribe countless drugs for pain and inflammation, and then you are told you have to resort to surgery. Knee replacement is a big one, very popular. Hip replacement is another one. And so and now we're just taught, you know, look, we're not taught how to look after our joints. We're taught to how to replace them. All right. Pulmonary diseases on the list, emphysema, bronchitis, asthma, the COPD group. Allergies is thrown in there. Smoking is in this category as well. So, and actually there's a lot of drugs and even vaccines that can cause pulmonary side effects and disease. So you have to do your homework. We did a whole show on, I think, on the pulmonary drugs that, you know, give you pulmonary diseases, which you didn't have before you started taking the drugs. So if you missed that, go back to the archive and listen. Mental health and behavior disorders is on the list. More people struggling to cope with this world we live in. Anxiety and panic attacks and those types of disorders are surging upward, not a $71 billion industry. A lot of prescription drugs that always, always produce a rebound effect, which means you'll have anxiety and depression, panic attacks, worse than when you started. That's what rebound effect means. And then cancer's on the list, of course. According to the Journal of American Medical Association, one in four deaths in the United States involves cancer. $50 billion industry. It's expensive. One problem is we don't think of healthcare as an industry. See, instead, we think of it as a relationship with our doctor. We don't think of it as a corporation, because that's exactly what it is with a bunch of chemical treatments. Also on the list is trauma, falls, and injuries. One in five falls creates a serious injury or serious trauma. A hospitalization sometimes leads to death. $76 billion on these types of injuries each year. Especially elderly that are falling is included in this category. And, you know, it would just be so simple to strengthen the bones rather than our bones fail us and we fall. Plant-based calcium, going to give you bones as strong as a cow, because that's what the cow eats, is grass, plants. So plant calcium is a different
than an animal-based calcium like in milk products. So if you want strong bones, you look to the plants. That's a given. Last but not least, heart disease is on the list. A lot of deaths are blamed on heart disease. Of course, lifestyle has a significant role in that, Western diet and all that. According to the 2016 list of largest selling pharmaceutical products, the division of organ transplant drugs is on our list. So the blockbuster drugs that are sold each year by 25 pharmaceutical companies globally, the blockbuster drugs, these are the ones they make the most money on and sell the most of, are for these conditions we just talked about. Organ transplant drugs, infectious disease drugs, cancer drugs, antibacterial drugs, cardiovascular drugs, ophthalmology eye type of drugs, dry eye, glaucoma, macular degeneration, that kind of thing. Neurological nervous system medications, blood disorders, respiratory disorders, all these drugs for those conditions, as well as mental health and diabetic problems. So this is the money maker. This is the mission. This is the engine. This is the engine that drives the healthcare industry. So drug companies individually will generate $300 billion in profit each year. There are 15 drugs that are generating about 12% of those profit-driven sales. So the drug categories that have actually the three biggest profit-producing drugs treat liver disease for hepatitis and liver cancer. And by the way, that category has grown. The margin growth for liver disease drugs has grown by 9,909%. Also, neurological drugs, multiple sclerosis, neurological problems, has grown by 232% at their growth margin. And your anti-clotting agents for vascular problems, stroke, heart attack, 77% growth margin. So Americans that want to help put drug companies out of business would need to learn how to resolve their most common treatable diseases that we just mentioned. Basically, diabetes, arthritis-type diseases, and vascular disease are pretty much the top. Now, people may not be aware that the FDA, once it approves a drug for the market, it also grants the drug's developer exclusive sale rights for a period of time, 6 months to 7 years, depending on what's going on. And so other countries may have different exclusive rights and patent laws. So when the protections expire, that's when we get the generic form. And it's made at a cheap pharmaceutical company with very little oversight in China or, I don't know, Puerto Rico or Spain or wherever, you know. So that's how that works. The generic's cheaper, but what's in the generic, right? Maybe not worth your while. So a big market growing in the generic area. For instance, the majority of the generic antidepressants, migraine, headache, hypertension, tuberculosis drugs came from China. All right. And according to the Bloomberg Market Report, the generic drugs make China rich globally. 50% of the market on generic drugs come from China, 75% recently in 2017. But before that, it was 50%. So an FDA doesn't go to China to check out their facility, folks. Yeah, right. Frank, you're right. Poison is poison, generic or brand name. You're exactly right. But you know what? The alternative market's growing. People that are looking for safer, gentler ways to balance their system and help them get well. More people are getting skeptical of these drugs. We've got a crumbling effect. We've got the bars being lowered on the safety measures and oversight for a lot of this stuff in modern medicine. And even what did I do a show the other week, Frank, where we were talking about interns coming into the doctor marketplace and they were complaining anonymously to their superiors that none of the equipment's cleaned. They'll have, you know, IV poles with drip bags hanging from them, and then there's sticky blood all over it. They've had equipment. They had to stop treating the patient and clean the machine themselves, kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I worked at a hospital. Let me tell you, you think it's sanitary in there? You may smell chemicals, like cleaning chemicals, but, you know, what was the most disgusting, germy piece of equipment in the hospital? It's the curtain partition that they draw in between the patients. They never clean them things. Filthy. People touch them all the time, every day. You have to work in a hospital to know a lot of this stuff, but and let me tell you, doctors and nurses have the worst diets. They smoke. They got hypertension. I mean, I'd take a break down in the cafeteria, and here's the heart surgeon eating fried chicken and French fries. And then he lights up a cigarette when he's done. I couldn't believe it. So you want to take the power back. You'll be able to balance your blood sugar, your blood pressure, you know, reduce your risk of clotting, reduce your risk of thrombosis. I mean, you have that power. People aren't, you're just not taught. You know, we got away from being taught. Well, that's right, Frank. If you work in a restaurant, you wind up never, you know, eating that type of takeout food. You know, you know what goes on in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? All right, so blood pressure, how to reduce your clotting, blood clot problem, and that risk. I mean, you have that power. You can reduce your risk of organ disease. You can reduce your need to rely on antibiotics and other prescriptions. You can strengthen your bones and all your connective tissues, empower your immune system. A lot of what our problem is today is we don't get the nutrition in our foods that we need. And that's everything. That's like the domino effect. When you don't get your minerals and your fatty acids and your plant proteins and amino acids and omegas and the gammas of oils, fatty acids and oils, this is the problem our body struggles. So once you start fortifying the system with a lot of the right things, it takes a little while. It's not like a speedboat turns on a dime, but it's like a cruise ship turns on a dime. You will turn and go in the better direction regarding your health. It just takes a little while. The body, it took you forever to get sick. It's going to take you a little bit to get well, but it does happen quickly once you start, you know, fortifying that system with super nutrition. Now, if you want to learn more about how to do that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll tell you how you can remove those toxic residues, especially pharmaceutical drugs, heavy metals, radioactive particles that are lodged in tissues, and how to supercharge the system and infuse it with nutrition for the building blocks of regenerative effect. So the body is starving for just the right elements. And when you get whole food plant chemistry, It's so different than isolated synthetic mega doses of what you think is a supplement. It's a whole different ball game. So when you think wellness, think whole food. Okay. And if you need help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send you a free product catalog. They'll help you cleanse and nourish your way back to better health. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, the web address. And coming real soon, they're bringing back the Herbal Detective. That should be soon here in February. That'll be fun. And I hope you can all participate in that. It'll be great. I think you'll like it. It'll be, you know, entertaining and fun and cool and beneficial. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.